We are in Tivot Shalom on Parshat Re'eh. Parshat Re'eh. We're in the first piece on page Ayin Dalid. Re'eh Anochi Noten Lifnechem Hayom Bracha O'Klala from the opening of the Parsha. Says the Tivot Shalom, quoting from the beginning of the Parsha. Re'eh Anochi Noten Lifnechem Hayom Bracha O'Klala. Behold, says Moshe Rabbeinu to the Jewish people, behold, I place before you today Bracha and Klala, blessing and curse. Et ha-bracha asher tishmu el mitzvot Hashem Elokeichem asher Anochi Mitzaveh Etchem Hayom. The bracha that you should listen to the mitzvot of Hashem your God, which I am commanding you today. Va'klala im lo tishmu el mitzvot Hashem Elokeichem v'sarta min aderech asher anochi mitzaveh etchem hayom. And the klala, if you don't listen to the mitzvot of Hashem and you stray from His path, which I'm placing before you today. Yesh lavin, says the Nesivo Shalom. Ma she diktekua mefarshim, that which the mefarshim link into the psukim elu with regards to these psukim. Reshit v'omro re'e. That it opens up and says re'ei, to see. Halo ayrei b'davar hanir eleinayim. Meaning, he's like, behold, I place before you blessing and curse. Had their eyes been closed, nothing would have changed. There's nothing to see. Meaning, it's something that there's nothing to look at. So, of all times, you know, and it's a very unusual phrase. It happens very, very infrequently. This concept of like, of somebody saying, come, look, see, re'ei, in this intensity. Moshe even talking to Jewish people, he says, listen, hear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, re'ei, come and see, but what is there to see? What is there to look at? It's bracha and klala. What is there to see? Top of the next page. Otsarich peor. Mashe chozer v'nishne gimel pa'amim halashon hayom. That which it says in these psukim three times, the word hayom, today. Re'e anochi noten lifnechem hayom. Et habracha asher tshmuel mitzvot v'chulei etchem hayom. V'aklala v'gomer asher anochi mitzaveh etchem hayom. Three times it's emphasizing today. Ma ha-mashma'ut v'omro hayom. What's the emphasis of hayom? V'chein omro anochi notein. Also to understand, what does it mean? I am placing, I'm giving. Ma shayach lashon netina bebracha v'klala. What does it mean to give bracha and give klala? It's not a physical thing. Halo ein ze netina mamashit kedavar nitan miyad liyan. It's not a physical thing you can give from hand to hand, so what's the significance of notein? V'gam sharei notein be'ayin yafehu notein. Uma shayach inyan netina legabe klala. And when a person gives, they should give with ayin yafeh. So what does he mean? I'm going to give you today blessing and curse. Why would you want anybody to give curse? So what is the kshaychus of netina to curse, let alone netina to bracha? It doesn't make any sense in terms of giving over a bracha, meaning handing over a bracha, but certainly not by curse. It wouldn't give over something negative. Uve'etzem ayin yan lish lahavin. Dehare ein ra yorei min hashamayim. V'gam tachlit habriya leitiv l'burav. And also, in essence, the very fact that no ra comes down from Shamayim. There's no ra from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the whole purpose of the Bria, the Ramchal brings this down, it's so fundamental, the beginning, Chelek Aleph, Perek Bet, Ot Aleph, Derech Hashem, fundamentals of understanding everything there is in this world. That V'gam Tachlit HaBria Lehitiv L'Burav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world was to give good to another, was to give good to us ultimately in the way that we stand now. The eich mit ba'er la'or zeh yan klala. So then what's the concept of a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving klala? That's not giving goodness. Odish la'avin lashon bracha u'klala. We also have to understand the lashon of bracha and klala. Shehayat tzarich liktov b'lashon schar va'onesh. It would have been much more intuitive to go with schar va'onesh. Behold, I'm placing for you today the opportunity to get sachar or the opportunity to get punishment. Choose the right way. What's bracha and klala? It should be schar and onesh. Bracha is based on what the giver wants to give. It shouldn't be based on the actions of a person. Meaning, but it seems very clear that the bracha is coming if you do the mitzvot of Hashem, and the klal is coming if you don't do the mitzvot of Hashem. So that should be schar and onesh. That's the very context of the psukim. So what's that meaning? What is it with bracha and klala? Odi tekol mefarshim b'shinoy lashon de bibracha ne'amar asher tishmu v'kala ne'amar im lo tishmu. And the last dictum that he's pointing out here in the psukim and auditing the psukim is that by the bracha it says asher tishmu. The bracha is that you shall listen to the mitzvot of Hashem, as opposed to the klala where it says the klala is if you don't do. If you don't do the mitzvot of Hashem. So lots of questions here on the psukim. I believe we've done at least Aleph of this piece in previous years. Let's see if we can move through Aleph in a way that's deep and meaningful. And also see if we can see maybe Bet, Gimel, a little bit deeper into the piece, a little bit more. Our group's, now this isn't Shana Aleph, not Shana Bet, so we're a little bit farther along. Let's see if we can go a little bit deeper into the piece. Usually things get deeper in the later Otiyot. V'yish la'avin ha'inyan, al pi ma shekatuv bi'yisod ha'avodah, We can understand this based on what it says in the Sefer Yisod Avod of the Slonim Rav Hashem Ari HaKadosh in the name of the Arizal. She'eino dome Adam la'Adam miyom b'riat Adam v'hala. That there is no two people who are similar from the day of the creation of Adam Rishon until now. Every single person from Adam Rishon until today that was created, every single person is unique. No two are similar. Ve'ein Adam echad yachol etakein ma shechaviru metakein. And no one can be metakein what their friend is metakein. No one can be metakein another person metakein. Every single person is here. Every single person is different. And the reason why each and every one of us is different on a physical manifestation, we all look different, you can always tell two people apart. Even if you have identical twins, if you get to know them well enough, you can see that they still have differences and you can absolutely tell them apart. No two people are identical. Why is that? Because it's a physical manifestation of the fact that our souls are different, our neshamas are different, our root, our source is different. Each one of us is totally and completely unique. And one of the ways that manifests is that I am completely unique because I have a goal in this world. I have a purpose in this world. I have something I need to accomplish in this world that no one else can accomplish. If I exist, if you exist, you are here because you have something to do that no one else can do. Tova is in this world because Tova has something to do that no one else in 5781 who is alive right now can do what Tova needs to do. No one in this world can do what Bracha needs to do. No one in this world can do what Philip needs to do. No one can do. There's nobody. Efshar. Or I wouldn't exist. By virtue of my existence, I am unique. And that uniqueness is because I have something that I need to accomplish here that only I can accomplish. That's coming from the Arizal. The Hainu. Each one of us has our own shlichut, our own mission here, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to fix something unique. And it's for that reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us down to this world, was to do this, for this mission, for this shlichus. The Af Adam Acher, and there's nobody else who can fix what I had to fix. And in fact, there's never been anyone who could fix what I need to fix. Not from the day of the creation of Adam Rishon until now, there was nobody who could have fixed what I am here to fix. It's incredibly empowering. It's incredibly empowering to recognize that if I'm here, I have a goal, I have a mission, I have a purpose. And there's no slacking. It's not like, okay, if I slack, I'm not such an incredible person, I'm not such an impressive person. So if I slack, so somebody will pick up the slack. There's much, much greater people out there than me. Somebody pick up the slack. The answer is no, they can't. Even if I wanted them to, even if they wanted to, they actually are incapable of doing so. Only I can fulfill that mission. What an empowering concept. And it's a tremendous chiyuv. Tremendous chiyuv. A chiyuv of hitbonenut. A chiyuv of reflection. A chiyuv of contemplation. A chiyuv of coming to self-understanding, self-awareness, and self-actualization. To make sure that I understand, that I do the internal work to understand mi ani, ma ani, lama ani po, lima ani po. Who am I? What am I? Why am I here? For what purpose am I here? Because if I don't do it, it ain't getting done. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs it done. And He sent me as His emissary here to get it done. If I exist, I have a purpose. There's no question of, do I have a purpose? Judaism answers that. Judaism says, no, if you exist, you have a purpose. You have a divine purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent you here. Your Creator sent you here. He didn't tell you why. You need to do the work to figure out why. But there's no place, from a logical perspective, I'm not talking about from a psychological and perspective in terms of dealing with personal issues, but from an intellectual perspective, there's no place for depression. There's no place for questioning one's existence. If you are with purpose. The depth of the avoda is to dig deep and figure out, okay, I know I have a purpose. What the heck is that purpose? That's the real avoda. That's the real work that needs to be done. Each one of us, it has to be personal. It has to be unique. It has to be individualized. Each one of us in our own way. What is that? Why am I here? What do I need to accomplish that only I can accomplish? V'yish lavin. He says that this is what it's talking about at the opening of the parsha when it says, behold, I place before you today bracha and klala. It's not talking about the mitzvot, and it's not talking about reward and punishment. It's talking about this shlichus. That's the bracha call. This is what it's talking about. It's talking about the shlichus. The tafkid adam ba'olamo, and the purpose that a person is in this world. Habracha hagdola biyotir, the biggest bracha that there is. Hikashir yudi memaleyet shlichuto. The biggest bracha there is that when a Jew successfully fulfills their purpose in this world. And fixes the thing that they were put in this world to fix. And the biggest klala there is, if you don't fulfill your purpose in this world, if you don't actualize, if you don't do what you need to do in this world, that a person works for all 70, according to the way David HaMelech presents it, all 120 years of their life, a person works. And they don't fulfill that which they were destined to fulfill. That's the biggest bracha and klala there is. And you see it. You see a person is alive when they have a goal, when they have a purpose, when they feel, even if they're right or wrong, and they have to adjust and figure out and change and adjust as they go along in their life. But when a person figures out, I'm here for this, and you see that person going and striving to achieve it, literally the more seconds per day dedicated to achieving my ultimate goal that I was put in this world to achieve, my life is mivorach. I'm alive with bracha. And every moment that a person sits there, lo aleinu, and wastes away a precious moment of life, a precious moment of life, chayim from the Makor HaChayim, that was given as a gift in order to accomplish a purpose, and leaves it to be batel, leaves it to be levatala. That person feels that meaninglessness. I'm sure that I've mentioned this over the last couple of years. I think it's years now. Last couple of years. But I remember it was like shocking. It was really, really, I was taken aback. I sure mentioned this like a year ago. When the Shana Aleph students arrived last year in Elul. And it was like, what are we going to do? They've been in, you know, bidud for 2 weeks, and they've had this like weird end of the year. They didn't have a summer. They're going to be depressed. And we showed up to learn with them, and they were like, teach us Torah. And I was like, what's wrong with you? Like, what's going on? Like, why, what? No, no, no. It's Elul. You don't want to learn Torah yet. What's going on? And it was like universal. It didn't matter. It was like it didn't matter. Canada, out of towners, in towners. They were like, no. We got to start learning. Let's go. And I was like, what's going on? I was talking with the rabbi on staff, who's the psychologist on staff, and we were discussing on a teal. We were walking together a little bit behind the guys. I think we were still socially distancing, and he and I had masks on, so we were at a distance enough to be able to talk. And we were reflecting on the fact that, like, we always wondered, like, you know, we've seen kids who sit and watch Netflix all year, lo aleinu, for their entire Shana Aleph. Like, you can do it. Like, it can be done. Like, if you're wondering if it can physically be done, the answer is yes. It's been tried, tested, and true. It can be done. We don't need anybody to do that trial again. It's been done. The question is, like, can you actually burn out from it? And the answer is yes. These kids were on sort of Zoom classes for sort of the end of their senior year, and then nothing to do with it. When they got here, they were done with meaninglessness. And they were thirsty to start going somewhere meaningful. I don't wish that on any future Shana Aleph ever, but it was the craziest thing. And these kids were supercharged when they started the year and got more out of Elul, Tishrei, I mean, even well beyond that. Cheshvan, Kislev, things started to fizzle out of it when they weren't allowed out for 6 months. But like, they were just that supercharged because they felt that klala, the klala of a life of Netflix and internet and WhatsApp and Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Like, eventually, yes, when it's not a distraction from that purpose, but it becomes the end unto itself, that meaninglessness will feel like a life of klala. And you saw these kids like, I need meaning in my life. I don't even care what it is. Let's go. And that's what it is. And we let it slide. You know, we're in a different stage of life, whether it's college, whether it's beginning our married life, whether it's life with kids, whether it's me somewhere in between all of those. But I'm saying, everybody here is in a different stage of life, literally. And at each stage of life, you know, there it can come in as a distraction. Because Baruch Hashem, everybody here for sure, has a sense of where they're going and is actively trying to move towards that ultimate goal. But when we take those detours and we break And there are times I need a break. There are times I need a break for half an hour and do X, Y, or Z, whatever I need to take my break on. Whether that break is Netflix, or whether that break is going for a run, or whether that break is reading a book, or whether that break is listening to music, or whether that break is schmoozing with a friend. Whatever the break is doesn't matter. But the question is, when is it a recharge and when is it becoming a distraction from achieving my ultimate goal? And that's a lot of reflection. Because to the extent that I utilize every... Meaning, if I'm using that moment to recharge, that's part of a means to an end of the goal. And then it becomes inherently meaningful. That basketball game is meaningful. That run is meaningful. That the pages of that book are meaningful. That all becomes intrinsically meaningful because I'm recharging to get to the goal. But the moment it becomes an end to itself, it becomes klala. And that's a very deep reflection. That's a lot to reflect upon and contemplate. Am I really utilizing every ounce, every moment, every second of my life towards that? Because then it's mivorach. And if not, it's mikulau. I think I conjugated that right. It's klala. It's a reality of klala. That's what's happening. And that's what he's saying here. A very, very deep thing. So much to think about here. I guess that's why we never got past Aleph in previous years. So much to think about here in terms of how to really live life the way life is meant to be lived. Next paragraph. I haven't done this in a while. As always, if you have thoughts, comments, throw up a hand, throw up something in the chat box. But like, I'm just going to keep going. But you're all reflective people. Feel free to throw something in the chat box or throw up a hand. V'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tov Meitiv Uvarat HaOlam Kedei LaHa'anik Mitivo LeBru'av. And again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is ultimate goodness. And He created the world just to give good to His creations. Umazmin lo la'adam et hatznaim ha'mevi'im et And HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for each and every one of us all of the necessary conditions for us to be able to complete that mission in this world. And that's what it means when it says, coming back to our Pasuk, meaning, behold, everything I put before you, everything I've given you in life, Kol Anaga, top of the next column, Kol Anaga Shekadosh Baruch Hu Manigat Adam, every place that I've led you to, every place that I've guided you to, and everywhere you are has been Behanagat Hashem. Every step that you've taken, I've guided you. Every step that you've taken, I've rolled out the red carpet, taken your hand and walked you down, whether you realize it or not. I, says Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I took you there intentionally. Meaning everything along that way, every place you've stepped, and everything that you've encountered and therefore acquired and accomplished along the way, everything you come into contact with, everything that you've achieved, everything that you've received in your life, it's all there. The only reason it's there because you need it in order to accomplish what you need in this world. We don't know what our shlichus is. We have to work to understand that. Behold, I am placing before you today. To look, we're meant to open up our eyes and see. The yidbonein, and to contemplate and to reflect. All of the conditions that are around us in our lives. That everything is for the goal of giving us that we should keep what we need to keep. These all of the things that we have were given to us in order to fulfill that purpose in this world. That's the concept, that's the idea. Meaning if I believe in God and I believe that in Hanhagat Hashem and Ashkachat Pratit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is genuinely guiding my life. That means that if He brought me to a place where I have X, Y, or Z, I have it because I need it to fulfill that goal. Everything that I have for a reason. Everything I have for a purpose. And so when something comes my way, whether it's I come to a certain place in life, a literal physical place that I didn't expect to come to, or whether I look around and just see what do I have available to me, a gift that came to me, something that somebody gave me, something that I acquired ages ago and didn't even remember that I had, and I come and I see it. Do I look and reflect, if I have this, I have this because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me I need to have this in order to fulfill my purpose in this world, full stop. If I have it, I have it for a reason. And I need it. I need it in order to accomplish my goal. V'zeu perusha ta bracha asher tishmu, the brachas that you should hear, sh'ne'emar b'lashon asher v'lo'im. It's not if, it's that the bracha is that you should hear. I've given you everything and I've only given to you for bracha. That you fulfill your purpose in this world. And only if you don't listen. As harezek klala, that's klala. Avomataratami asher tishmu, the goal is to be asher tishmu. That's the idea. Everything we have for a reason. We go through life and we're become so desensitized. We can easily become so desensitized to the things that we have, to the things that we get, to the things that we acquire, to the things that we encounter. The biggest bracha is re'e, is to open up our eyes. So over the summer, I've taken on a couple of personal projects. It's been a fun, exciting roller coaster few years. There hasn't been so much space to add in personal projects. Baruch Hashem, one of the advantages of being an educator is that you get the summers to prepare, but also to actually breathe a little bit. I teach 3 siddurim a day, so there's very little room to breathe. I'm teaching mostly all day, every day. So this summer, this is the first summer I have had a chance, Baruch Hashem, to take a step back. And one of the things that I've been working on is to try to get a little bit more into a meditative space. And one of the meditations that I've really been enjoying, I downloaded an app just to get started on some simple meditations, just to get acclimated, to get introduced to it, and to bring it to a kadosh place. I'm also going to a shul that they do some meditation here and there. Also, say they're like, it's going to a kadosh place, but there's no avodah zarah here because it's not deep enough to be avodah zarah. It's just simple meditations, and the one which it's been changing my whole life. Is every day, so because I have a Rebbe here that I'm connecting to, and he talked about the importance of just needing to, like, the health benefits of just going for a walk in the morning. So I wanted to switch up where I was davening chakras anyway, and I have, those of you who, nobody here knows this stage of my life yet, I'm on electric scooter all the time. That's how I get around. I get around by electric scooter. That's my mode of transportation. And I dafka, like now, when I go to shul in the morning, I leave it behind, I walk. And I leave the time to walk, so I get, before I start davening, to be able to walk, and to go and to get sunshine and breathe and air and a little, and just get the whole body moving a little bit even before I go to daven, on the way to davening. But on the way back, I started playing. It's a meditation on walking. It's a walking meditation. And before I walk out of the shul, it's perfect. It's 6 minutes, and it's a 6-minute walk on the way back, depending on which way I go, from the shul to my house. And I would the same one every day, because meditation is about going deeper and deeper and deeper with the same concepts. And it's just about being aware and present. I mean, no chiddush here. Does meditation is like, obviously, Rabbi Charnoff, like, welcome to the world of meditation. Fine. So it's new for me. So I'm walking, it's about being present. And feeling your feet, and you're walking, and your body move, and then suddenly opening yourself up to the sights, to the sounds, to the smells. And I don't think I've ever looked at my block before. I don't think I've ever looked at my block before. I definitely have never smelled my block before in the way that I've smelled it. I've never heard the sounds. I've never experienced it that way. And it's one of the things I most look forward to every day, is that walk back, and it's this. And now it's the same thing, but to take it in. And that's only 5 minutes of my day. There's 24 hours in a day. How often do we stop and look around and be mindful of what's in front of us? Take stock of what we have and say, wow, I have this moment, this opportunity, right here, in this place, with this person, in this circumstance, with these tools. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me here. Why am I here? What am I meant to accomplish right now? And if I don't, and that's the whole Chiddush, Re'ei, says Moshe Rabbeinu, open up your eyes. And this generation, which is starting to swing back to meditation, which is ancient, it's saying we need to open up our eyes again. We live in a generation, we've talked about this in the past, everything's fast. Fast food, I need to wolf it down, I need to run to this place, I need to cut corners on this, I need to move faster on that, I need to make this more efficient. I remember there was one time I saw, I haven't watched TED Talks in ages, but I saw this TED Talk, it was an amazing TED Talk. The Chiddush, I don't know if they ever made this app, but they wanted to create an app, not about, Waze exists, Google Maps exists, it's always the most efficient way to get from point A to B. Like, what happens if you're on vacation? What about having an app which actually gives you the most enjoyable and pleasant walk to get from point A to point B, to take in the scenery of the place that you're in, to enjoy the location that you're in? That was the chiddush of the app they wanted to create. We're all so busy getting from place to place, and that was the chiddush of this walking thing. It's like, the reason why I was always taking the scooter, even though it was only a 6-minute walk, because I could get it down to 3, or I could get it down to 2. It's more efficient. But those 2 minutes were wasted. And now the 6 minutes every morning are being lived. It's an entirely different way to think. I'm just sharing you what I'm reflecting on. I have no understanding of these things, but I'm sharing what I'm thinking of. But this idea of opening up our eyes, re'ei, to see what's in the world around us, to see the bracha that we have in our life. Hafuch, I said it wrong. He said it right. The Nesivot and the Sivot Shalom said it right. To see that everything in my life is bracha, and to make sure that I'm relating to it as bracha, that I'm relating to it at all, that I'm relating to it as bracha, that I'm taking advantage of it, that I'm utilizing it, because I need it to achieve my purpose. Whole different life. It's a whole different life. We're not living the life we want to live. We're living the only life we have, which is the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Think about that. Think about how much of our life we waste trying to live some other life. Trying to the life we imagine. Instead of living the life HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us as a gift to live, which itself is definitionally bracha and chayim. That's it. We can close the book. I mean, that's it. What else is there to say? This is life. This is life. It's the first. I mean, anybody who's even now, I'm speaking, you know, 1,000 miles a minute. But I'm saying, like, everybody, people who know me know that I move fast, I talk fast, I'm always moving. Like, this summer has been a summer of taking a step back and slowing down and seeing, like, I can't believe how much of my life I've missed by going fast. I got to everything faster, but I didn't actually get anywhere. It's a lot to think about. I didn't pick this piece because of that. But this is what he's saying. I think this is what he's saying. Maybe I'm just projecting, but I think that's what he's saying. That's what he's bringing out. Hey, we need to open up our eyes. Open up our eyes and see the bracha in everything. The bracha in every challenge. The bracha in every chaver that we're sitting in front of. The bracha in every non-chaver we're sitting in front of. The bracha in everything that comes to us. And how is it meant to get me towards my ultimate goal? That's life. That's life. And when we do that, we're alive. When we do that, we're experiencing the bracha that's already there. That's what he's saying, the bracha that's already there. God is good, and he's given goodness. The goodness is there. We're living that goodness because we're simply linking into the reality that is, which is the only reality that is. So let's take it a little farther. I'm sorry I'm going off so much. Next paragraph. Zeu inyan bracha uklala. That's what bracha and klala are all about. Et ha-bracha shir tishmu, the bracha that we should hear. Tachlit ha-bracha hi kasher yudim ma'leyet shlichuto ba'olam. The essence, the whole end point of the bracha is that a person fills their purpose in this world. V'chol inyan ha-bracha v'aklala ha-amor kan kayal ze. And bracha and klala, it's all dependent upon this. V'lachin lo iskir b'lashon schar v'onish. It's not schar and onish, it's not reward and punishment. Ha-shayach le'etzem kiyum ha-mitzvah. It's not talking about whether you're going to get rewarded or punished. It's talking about the essential bracha and klal that's relevant to my shlichus in this world. It's not about what happens once I've done it. Am I linking into the reality of bracha or am I missing it? And that's a reality of klal. And again, open up our eyes. We all need to open up our eyes. Not to look, but to really see. To see with depth. Re'e anochi noten lifnechem. See, I have placed before you. Dekayel kolat na'im shakadosh baruch hu noten l'adam. See, I have placed it. See, I've already given it. Look around and see what I've given you. Everything you have, I gave you, and I gave you for a reason. And I gave you because I love you, and I gave you for the good, and I gave you to fulfill your purpose. I gave it to you. See it. Just see what's in front of you and utilize that towards your tachlis. Shakolu noten lo lebracha asher tishmu. It's all for the bracha v'atir asher tishmu. Lemalei shtikul toba alam, to fill our purpose in this world. V'inei, last paragraph on the page. V'inei tzadikei amet, the tzadikim, amru sha'ot ladat ma'i ashlichut ha-miyuchedet l'shalom. That the sign to know if you found your shlichos, if you found your mission. Now we have to know where he's going. This is it. This is the answer. How do I know if I found my purpose? How do I know if I found my tachlit? How do I know if I found my shlichos? No, why I've been put here, to know if I found why I've been put in this world to fix. He says, and this is brought down in many places, wherever you feel the strongest pull of your own personal Yitzer Hara, that's the thing that you're here to fix. That's the thing that most scares the Yitzhar Hara. That's the biggest payoff for the Yitzhar Hara. To mamish pull you away from your purpose, there's no greater success for the Yitzhar Hara than that. And you want to know why you're here? Look for what your Yitzhar Hara is pulling you on. If you feel it tugging, it's a gift. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives good. Even your Yitzhar Hara is a gift. Even your Yitzhar Hara is a bracha. Because how are you supposed to know why you're here? So the Yitzhar Hara says, I'll tell you, just... I mean, I've been waiting to have a chavrusa with you in this forever. I've been pulling you and pulling you and pulling you. You're supposed to pull back, you moron, it says the Yetzer Hara. You're busy giving in. Stop giving in. Pull back. It's a tug of war. It's a boring game. I keep winning, he says. pull back. That's the essence. He's a chavrusa. Yitzhahara is a chavrusa. Yitzhahara is a bracha. He's pulling at you to show you, this is where you need to pull back. This is where you need to use all the tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put in front of you in order to succeed and to build and to fix. This is why you're here. Zeu siman sha'ba'avur ze yarad la'olam. This is why we're here. Ukimo shamru sha'davar shiudi eino yachol yitkaber alav. B'shum ofen ki ima misirat nefesh otu shezesh ashlichut sha'alav litakein ba'olam. This is what they're saying, that the person, that the thing that a Jew is unable to overcome, that their Yitzhahara is mamish attacking them. The thing where the only way to successfully succeed, which is redundant, the only way where you can succeed in that thing is with Mesiras Nefesh. The aspect of my life where the only way I can succeed is with Mesiras Nefesh. That's the sign that that's what I was sent here to do. It says in Torah Savos as a slonimer, Sheachol liyot shiyudi yagia leolam helyon lachar. Lachar. I don't know what that Rosh Yitivot is. Vasak batorah vavodah. I don't know what the Rosh Yitivot is. Tov. That it could be that a Jew works in this world. Yagia le'olam al yom. Sorry, that a person arrives in olam haba. Vasak batzrav avodah and aruch yamim vishanim. I think that's what it is. That for his whole life he was doing Torah and avodah. Vishalto is very scary. I've heard him say this before. It's very scary what he's about to say. Hari kol ma sha'asita. He gets to olam vishalto and they'll ask him ma sito fa'alta b'olam hazeh. This guy was mamish learning and davening and doing avodah Hashem his whole life. He's doing Avodah Hashem's life, Torah, mitzvos, his whole life. He gets up after 120. He gets up to Olam Haba. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks him in the face. And he's ready for that castle in Olam Haba. V'yishalu oto, and they're going to ask him, Ma sito pa'alta ba'olam hazeh? What did you accomplish in this world? Hare kol ma sha'asita lo haya b'inan nidrash mimcha. Everything you did, none of it was what I wanted from you. You had a goal, you had a purpose of being there. And you had to give over Mesiras Nefesh your whole life, and you didn't do that. Can you imagine the person they example, like a person mamish, you know, the son of not that all sons of Rosh Yeshiva are like this, they're the son of the Rosh Yeshiva. They were mamish, they were born in the Beis Medrash. They had their bris in the Beis Medrash. They learned their first word of Torah in the Beis Medrash. They had their bar mitzvah in the Beis Medrash. They had their wedding in the Beis Medrash. They had the birth of their kids in the Beis Medrash. They had their hesped in the Beis Medrash. This whole life, he never left. Learning and davening, the whole life, because he was born into it. He gets up there after 120. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what were you doing? And he says, what do you mean? I sat and I learned. He says, yeah, you were born into it. Why do you think I put you in a Beis Medrash? So you would have all of the tools necessary to do what I put you there to do. Did you ever reflect for a second to ask yourself, why am I here? Why am I here? I get the question all the time. It's a very like Shana Alefi type of thing to obsess over. But they ask, you know, like, do you think that people should be in Kol or not be in Kol? And to me, it's an irrelevant question. It's an irrelevant question. Nobody should or should not be in Kol. There are people in Kolel who are spending, or they're, if you're in Kolel because you don't know what to do with your life, and so the way that you get out of successfully doing the internal work to figure out who you are and what you need to do is to sit there in Kolel and use that as your excuse. Well, I'm doing Avodas Hashem, so you're going to judge me? I don't know, I'm doing the right thing. How could you say I'm not doing the right thing? I'm learning, I'm davening, that's the whole point of life. If they're doing that in order to avoid getting any sense of self-knowledge, which perhaps is a large number of people in this day and age who are in Kol Lo Aleinu, right? That if they're avoiding it, then that's a problem. But you meet people who are in Kol because they know they've done the work and they said, no, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in this world because I was meant to learn. I know that. That's why I'm here. And because of that, they don't waver. There's no coffee breaks. There's no smoking breaks. There's no, I'll be the one to pick up the kids. There's no all of the shiot that go on. They sit there and just like the just like how many hours a day is a doctor have to work when they're starting out? How many hours a day? You don't know. I thought you knew. I thought they were kidding. That you were a doctor when we started off. Okay, I actually don't remember. Okay, so not that kind of doctor. So you know, I my father when he was in residency, I'm like, you're talking like, you know, it could be like 15, 20 hours a day. So at the beginning, when you're in those younger years, if you're putting in 20 hours a day in the Beis Medrash because that's your purpose, yeah, you should be in Kollel because that's your tachlis. If you're in Kollel because you don't know what to do with yourself, you're missing the ikar for the tafel. You haven't, and again, that's not a musr. This is not a musr sefer. This is a sefer in Chassidus looking at you in the face and saying that you're missing the whole point of why you're here. You can't pull a fast one on God. When you get up there to 120, you could be like, oh no, God, I was learning in davening, so like you got to give me olam haba. You can't like force God's hand. Did you live life or not? V'chai bahem. We're meant to be alive. And the only way we're alive is if we're living the life we were meant to live. There's no way around it. Not even with Torah, not even with mitzvah, the Nesivos Shalom is saying here. And again, this isn't to say one shouldn't do Torah and mitzvot. One should fill their life with Torah and mitzvot, but in the right context. Maybe your Torah and mitzvot is being mekadesh shem shamayim in the workplace. Maybe your Torah and mitzvot is making sure that you learn dinei mamonos in a way that if you're in finance, you're living dinei mamonos. Everybody here on this block. Everybody on the block is a tzaddik. So we're still renting. I don't want to buy because I want to leave the block. Everybody here is a tzaddik. I learn from everybody. We went to somebody's house for Shabbos, and he's like learning parts of Shulchan Aruch and Inyanei Dayanus and all these kind of things. And I was like, I'm curious, why are you learning? Like, what drove you to do this? Like, no, it's halacha lamaisa for me. We were learning. He's like, he deals with real estate and whether or not you have a third party come in order to judge. He's like, I'm working with somebody else in real estate, and we learn it together because we're learning it halacha lemaisa in order to make sure that we're not over any surim on things that most people have never learned in their lives. That's why he's learning it. He works American hours, so that way in the morning he can learn the nuances of halachas of Dayanus in order to know, because he has witnesses come in as part of his job in real estate. Like that, you know, like everybody has a different goal. Everybody's different goal, and we need to live the bracha of the mitzvah, which is Re'e Anochi Notein Lifnecha Mayom Bracha Oklata Bracha Atyar Tishmeru. The bracha that you're going to keep the mitzvot, that you keep the mitzvot in your life, with all of the things that were put into your life, in order to what you need to do, in the way that you need to do it. That's the beauty of it. There's no out. There's no secret. There's no out. There's only the internal work. To be present, to be mindful, to figure out who I am, to self-actualize, to figure out where I'm going, and to utilize everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me to get there. That's it. That's it. There's no shortcuts. It's not life otherwise. Adam la'amal yulad. We were put here in order to work, and this is the work of life. This is it. This is the work of life. Can we keep going? I don't know if we can keep going. That was a lot. Should we go on to bed, or should we call it? We're calling it there. What do you say? Go on to bet? Yes, no, maybe? Seeing no nods in either direction.
It's hard to say no.
It is hard to say no. All right, so if you're listening online, you can pause. You can continue to press play tomorrow. But for us, we're gonna soldier on for you guys who are listening online. We'll soldier on even though there's so much to reflect upon there. I don't wanna knock out. It's dafka. It undoes the very point of reflection to not reflect on something like that and just keep going. But Peseda, this is the one time we have to learn. So let's keep going, and we'll do the double reflection later. Bezrat Hashem. So let's go on to Beth and Ayin Vav and Ayin Vav. Let's see if we can take it a little bit further than I think we have in previous years. ובתוך כל התנאים שהקדוש ברוך הוא נותן לכל אדם למען יוכל למלא את יעודו המיוחד בעולם. Included in all of these conditions that הקדוש ברוך הוא gives us in order to fulfill our purpose in this world, נכללים תכונות הנפש שהקדוש ברוך הוא נותן לכל יהודי באשר הוא. Included in that is all of our internal capacities as well. All of my kochos, all of my capacities, that's all part of it also. There are some of us who were given better midos, an easier inclination towards doing good. And there are those of us who have a stronger yetzer, who are more easily pulled toward ra, who are more easily pulled toward desire, who are more easily pulled toward midot ra'ot. Like he says it, midot v'tiviot v'tavot ra'ot, meaning pulled toward midos and a natural inclination and desire on the negative side. Melechora ha'adam olmeid. V'toheh, and a person can therefore reflect and say, Lama nigra chelko sh'oto ma'amidim b'nisyonot kashim v'chol me'utonim shachim nimshak el ra. Person can, who's pulled toward all of this ra and taiva and desire and all this negativity, they can look at their life and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you doing to me? Why are you making me designed to be pulled toward ra? Aval ha'emetu kimovav mi'abal Shem Tov HaKadosh, as the Baal Shem Tov says, Shekol midah ra'ah shenotnim la'adam matanahi min Hashem. Like we said before, every negative midah that I have, remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good, and He only gives good, and everything that we have is coming from His goodness, including midot ra'ot. Those challenges are a gift. Every, says the Baal Shem Tov, every negative midah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ein ra yorid nashamayim. It's a whole different way of looking at it. There's no ra from Shemayim. But my midot ra'ot came from Shemayim. Yeah, because it's not ra. Because it's not ra. Because it's the tovatcha. Because it's for your good. Ukeshemitoreret la'adam. Even when a person has, again, this desire is going into a negative place. At its source, it's all good from coming from Shemayim. Shiochal li'italot et midat ahava le'avat Hashem, ahavat Yisrael ve'ahavat Torah. That if a person, lo alinu, let's say they feel a pull, lo alinu, a person feels a pull to do something terrible in the realm of Arayos. They feel a strong ahava, but that ahava is going in the wrong way. It's an ahava nefula. It's an ahava that's going toward the Sitra Achra. It's an ahava that's going toward Tum'ah. It's a gift, he's saying. Not lo alinu, to give into that chas v'shal lo alinu. He's saying it's a gift because it means that I'm somebody who's malei ahava. I'm somebody who's malei passion. I'm somebody who's malei drive. And it's my job to recognize that gift and not let the Yetzer Hara take it for itself. And be mehapechit, to turn it around. And to take that love, that passion, that desire, and funnel it towards Avas Hashem, Avas Yisrael, Avas Torah. That's my job. That's my job. I've always assumed it connected to the beautiful Chazal, which says, the Gemara, which says, that a person who feels the Yitzhar attacking them, it says, Moshcheyu leveis medrash. And so the simple pshat is bring it to the base medrash, because if it's in the base medrash, you can't do anything wrong. First of all, you can do plenty wrong in the base medrash. That's fine. Don't worry, you can. And that's number one. Number two is not the point. No. I've always heard the Gemara, Moshcheyu leveis medrash. Why? Schlep that Yitzhar to the base medrash, because, yes, it's a Yitzhar Ra right now. But the Ra is an adjective. The Yetzer is a reality. Schlep that Yetzer. Drag that Yetzer kicking and screaming to the Beis Medrash. So that way in the Beis Medrash, with the Koach of Kedusha in the Beis Medrash, you cut off the Ra. You harness that Yetzer. And you use it for Tov. The Yetzer is a gift. Never give up a Yetzer. Use it for good. See, people who are often beginning off in their journey in Judaism and in Balei Tshuva, again, whether Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, or Eshet Torah, whichever kind of Balei Tshuva we are, you see often that drive to just push down, to deny the urge. And it's very dangerous to spend your whole life, after a while of pushing and denying and denying and denying and denying, you're going to end up with problems. It's going to cause internal problems. It's going to cause dysfunction. That's not the point. That's not the idea. The idea is, yes, first, Yirat Hashem. We talked about that last week or 2 weeks ago. Yes, first, start with Yirah. First, put up those fences and make sure it doesn't go to a negative place. First, stop. But then take all of that potential energy. Don't let it become a dysfunction. Chaval, you let the bracha become a klala. It's all bracha. Go and take it. Utilize it. And take all of that passion and utilize it for the good. There's another Gemara. I think Rav Amos talks about this explicitly. I think I've heard it from him. I think this is his explanation of the Gemara. That there's a Gemara which talks about that there was one of the Tanaim or the Amoraim that was walking down the way. And he sees somewhere in front of him. He sees this man and woman walking down the road. And they stop and they see each other. And he says, oh, where are you going? She says, I'm going here. He says, oh, I'm going toward the same place. Let's walk together. And he freaks out. He's like, oh no, if they start walking down this road together, they're going to be in Yichud and something terrible is going to happen. So what does he do? Like any good Gadol Ador, so he, you know, follows them. So he stalks them. So he follows them. He follows them down the road. He says that a distance follows them down the road, so they shouldn't be in Yichud. And then they come to a fork in the road. And she says, oh, I'm going this way. He says, oh, I'm going this way. And they say, nice to meet you. And they go each go their separate ways. And he falls on his face and cries. And he says, if it were me, I wouldn't have lasted 5 seconds with that woman on an empty road. and they walk around and all they do is say goodbye to each other? That's it? That's all that's there is goodbye? And the Gemara concludes with, but the idea there being, what made him that Tana? What made him that Amora? Yes, you could say to him, like, how lowly a person are you that you think you would only last 5 seconds, you have no control over Yetzer, that you would have what? That 5 seconds in, you would have let your Yetzer overcome you, and you would have done an Avera with this woman on the road? What's wrong with you? And then she says, no. That's what makes him the Tana. That's what makes him an Amora. Is that he's a person of fire, of passion, of ahava, of yetzer. He's a person of drive. And he takes that drive and is completely brings it into Kedusha. One aspect of that is, it's because you're funneling, you're channeling, you're recognizing that yetzer is a bracha and using it for good. Never give up a yetzer. Drag it to the base medrash. Recognize the gift of it. Never let it go to Ra. Let it go towards where it was always meant to go. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu always believed in you that you could do, which is bring it to Tov. Bring it to Avodas Hashem. That's the goal. Don't kill the Yetzer. Channel the Yetzer for the good. Every Midah that we have, Kaas, anger, Kina, jealousy, Sina, hatred, all of the negative pieces that we have, to look into the negative Midah, Gaiva, ego, to take them and to funnel them into Kedusha. The ahava, the passion, the excitement for all of the shtiyot in life, it means that you are a person who can be excited and passionate. Get excited and passionate about God, about Torah, about mitzvos, about Avodas Hashem. Each Hashem saying you have the capacity. It's a bracha. Use it for that bracha. Back inside. All the capacities that a person gets from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Shamayim. Whether we've gotten it for the good, meaning I'm a person naturally born of good midos, of good kochos, or whether I'm a person who was born with a lot of more challenge and negative midos, and negative tithes. It's all coming from the good and for the good. It's because of my tikkun that I need to make that I have these challenges, that I have these capacities, that I have these midos. To raise them up to their ultimate source. And without this, I wouldn't be able to get to the source of my neshama, to be fixed the source of my own neshama. Next paragraph. The Alderech Zeh. Because of this, if a person gets wealth, if a person's very wealthy, it means that only through being a wealthy person was this person able to fulfill their purpose in this world. By giving tzedakah, by supporting Torah, it's not just a gift. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you that much, if, coming back to the last week's parsha, Kochi v'otzi yadi asad et chayil hazeh, of never thinking I accomplish anything. If I go, and I go to work, and I'm accomplished, there are many people who go into very lucrative fields and they're not successful. But if I went into that field and I am successful, to remember that there is no kochi ba'otzem yadi asali etachai lazeh, I didn't do it. When that paycheck comes in the mail, it's because I got a Baruch Hu wanted me to have that much money. And if I'm someone who zoche to be rich, not true in this case, chinuch, but if I'm somebody who zoche, out there somebody listening, I'm zoche to be rich, and I get that capacity, recognize it's not because I chose finance, I chose medicine, I chose whatever field I chose. I chose that in a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, good, and I'm going to make you successful at it, and I'm going to make you rich, for one reason and one reason alone, because you're my shaliach. You're my shaliach. You're my shaliach to dispense my money, it's not yours, to dispense my money, to support tzedakah, to support aniyim, to support shuls, to support batei medrash, to support limud Torah, to support yitolim, to support almanot. That's why I have it. I'm just God's banker. He just deposited the money in the bank for me to distribute. I'm just the banker. It's not my money. And to recognize that, that that's a bracha for my tachlis, and that it's a nisayon, it's a test. It's part of the test of my life to fulfill my purpose. To dispense, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's money was meant to be dispensed. V'oto davar b'aniyut, and the same thing is true if a person lo aleinu is poor. U'kema'amara Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov says al pasuk, chokhmata misakein bizuya. Ha'chokhma shal ha'misakein, he bizoka. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the lo aleinu, a person should never know from poverty. But if a person is poor, to recognize, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought you to this state of challenge, because that's where your avoda needs to come from. I'm not saying that that's simple to hear or to deal with, if that's lo aleinu where a person is at. But to recognize that intellectually, yes, that's the goal. My avoda is in that poverty. V'yesh lefaresh od b'dvarav ha'kadoshim, to understand, bizoka, that in this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shal pishoresh nishmato, dafka al yidei aniyut yuchal l'takei nishmato l'krev l'Hashem, that dafka in the source of my neshama, it's only through this poverty that I'm able to fix the source of my neshama to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shakol b'cheshbonu v'hashkacha prati l'tachlit zo, that everything that comes my way to recognize, ultimately this is the bottom line, every place that I come to in life, every success, every failure, everything that seems good, everything that seems bad, it's all good and it's all what HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought me to in order to get to a certain goal. V'hainu, shekol tchunot ha-nefesh v'tnae ha-chayim shenotnim li-yudim, that every single capacity that I have, every single condition that's unique to my life is given to me by HaKadosh Baruch Hu matanah min ha-shamayim as a gift. That it's given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to fulfill our purpose and for Tov. That's why we have it, that's why we're here. One last paragraph, we can link it back into the Pesukim, and we'll end with the next paragraph. V'al zeh omer, top of the next page. V'al zeh omer HaKatuv, and that's what the Pesuk says. Re'ei anochi noten lifnechem hayom bracha uklala. Behold, I give before you today bracha uklala. Et ha-bracha asher tishme'u. Bracha hi advikut v'ashem shu makor ha-bracha. Bracha is dveikus. Ultimately, the ultimate bracha is clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the source of all bracha. V'aklala hi kasher u'mirutak me'ashem yibracha v'shalom. And klala is when I feel cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chas v'shalom. V'atorah ha-kedosha ba'al lamed. And the Torah here is coming. It's coming to teach me. Al kol hamidot v'atchunot ha-nefesh shel ish yudi, about all the midas and all of the capacities that a Jew has. Bein ha-tovot uvein ha-rot, whether for good or for bad. Shekulam nechshavim nitina ba'ayin yafe. They're all giving, and they're all given ba'ayin yafe. It's all given for the good. Every good midah that I have, every bad midah that I have, every challenge that I have, and every success that I have, it's all given to me as a gift. It's all given to me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'ayin yafe. Et ha-bracha asher tishme'u, the bracha that I should be able to keep, she'achol lehagia al yadam liyot davuk b'ashem bracha, that through that bracha, through everything I have, I can get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'makor ha-bracha, who's the source of all bracha. Be'im yishma v'yavin she'kol ha-tchunot he'matana min ha-shabayim, by hearing, seeing, understanding, that everything I have, all my capacities are all a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'alav l'hit alotam l'mikoram l'shutam, and it's my job to raise them up to their source. U'vitzchunot ha-nefesh shel acher, lo yuchal l'agia l'kach. And if I had somebody else's capacities, if I was as smart as he was, if I was as strong as he was, if I was as capable as she was, if I was as thoughtful as she was, those questions are meaningless. If I was, I wouldn't be me. And if I was, I wouldn't be able to fulfill my purpose. And if I was, it's not who I am. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give it because I don't need it. And if I had it, it would mess me up. There's no reason for jealousy. If I had it, it would mess me up. V'aklalayim lo tishmu. And the call is if I don't hear, if I don't see. Shim eino shomea, if I don't hear, lahavim zo, to understand this. Lahalot et midotav el hashoresh, to raise everything up to its source. I'm cutting myself off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much to think about. To be able to open up our eyes. This is the week, this is the parsha, this is the week of Re'ei. We should all be zocha to open our eyes. So many of us, myself included, my whole life, we look at the world, but we don't see the world. To see that the world is a world of bracha, a world full of the bracha and the tov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see I am bracha, my kochot are bracha, my midot are bracha, my tnaya chayim, my circumstances of life are bracha, to open up my eyes and see that everything is bracha, and to take advantage of that I have all of those things, in order to fulfill my purpose in this world, which is the biggest bracha that there is. I'm here because I'm here for a reason, because I have a purpose, and I have to fulfill that purpose, and I have everything I need to do that. All the good and all the seeing bad are all here for that one purpose. B'shem Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to have the eyes to see, to open them up and to really see, to be able to understand that purpose, to live that purpose, to fulfill that purpose, to metak in our own lives, the metak in that we're ordered to metak in each one in our own way, and for that to bring the Tikkun HaGamor, and through that, Mashiach, and the Binyan Bayit Bayit Shlishi, Mihira B'Yameinu, Amen. Shkoach, everybody.